Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. Activist investor Nelson Peltz says an independent vote count shows he actually won election to Procter & Gamble's board of directors, in contrast to what the company announced last month. Yesterday, Peltz's Trian Fund Management issued a statement on the new vote count and urged Procter & Gamble to accept the new count and add Peltz to the consumer products giant's board. Procter & Gamble says the latest count shows Peltz with a slim lead, but the results are still preliminary and could be challenged. Joining me this morning to talk about what all this means, WCPO.com business reporter Dan Monk. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
So tell me, is this the final word? Did Peltz win the vote?
It's not the final word. There is a preliminary result that shows he won by about 43,000 votes, but P&G is going to go through those results with a fine-tooth comb. They say it'll take 3 to 4 more weeks before they're ready to concede if they lost.
Now, 43,000 votes seems like a lot. Could there be that much of a discrepancy?
Well, 43,000 in a universe of 2.67 billion, that's a margin of victory of 0.0016%. So it's actually a pretty razor-thin margin. And it's possible that a single mistake could change the outcome of the election. So if they go through all the proxies and they find that one shareholder had his proxy miscounted, that shareholder could easily own 43,000 shares and change the outcome of the election.
Let's talk a little bit about what it will mean if this vote does hold up and that Trian did win the election. What does this mean for P&G? Do they have to put Peltz on the board?
Yes, they say they will. If they are satisfied that all votes were counted accurately, they say they will add him to the board, or they will respect the will of the shareholders. That's how they phrase it. So, yes, there will be a board seat for Trian Partners if the election results are certified as announced yesterday.
Now, you have a story out this morning, though, that says getting someone from Trian on the board actually could be kind of tricky. Can you explain why?
Well, P&G has rules for board members, one of which is that directors are required to retire at 72. Peltz is 75. He doesn't think that rule is binding, but he has designated his chief investment officer, Ed Garden, as a potential replacement, just in case. But it turns out that Garden could also violate a P&G board rule that says directors can't serve on more than 3 boards. Garden was recently appointed to GE board, and that's his 3rd board seat. So joining P&G would be 4, and he couldn't join without resigning from another board without violating P&G rules. Now, it's possible that either could be given a waiver, I guess, but as it stands now, neither of them are qualified to join the board.
Well, if it does work out that one of them does get on the board, can one vote really change all that much when you consider how many members are on the board?
It can. I mean, already P&G has reacted to the investor pressure they felt during this proxy contest. So yesterday, P&G announced a $100 million acquisition of a California startup that sells deodorant made from natural ingredients with online marketing strategies. And P&G's competitors have been making these kind of deals for years. In fact, Peltz has criticized the company for not responding like its competitors have. Like Unilever, for example, bought the Dollar Shave Club. So in a sense, you can see where P&G is already responding to investor pressure, whether Peltz joins the board or not. If he actually does join the board, the pressure will not go away. It would only increase because Peltz would then have access to internal financial information that he doesn't have now. And he has the ability to convince other board members to see things his way.
What does it all mean for Cincinnati?
In the short term, probably not very much. P&G is going to continue to evolve like it has been in recent years. But in the long term, if Peltz gets his way and the company is split into 3 operating units as he recommends, it is possible that P&G could break up someday. Peltz has stressed that that's not what he wants to do, but he hasn't said, that's not what I'm going to want to do forever. So, and if P&G actually divides itself into 3 operating units, it would be easier for the company to, sell one of those units or spin off one of those units into a freestanding company. So it is possible that long term there could be a major impact for Cincinnati. But, in the next year, maybe 2 years, I doubt that you'll see anything dramatic.
Dan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dan Monk is a business reporter for WCPO.com.